Let's try and find a winner somewhere. And Richard Callender's online. Hello, mate.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Well, now, Roosters go in pronounced favourites tonight against Melbourne Storm. $1.36 head-to-head with Crown Bet. Melbourne Storm, $3.25. Who are you tipping?
I think you've got to tip the Roosters. I think they're clearly the side to beat, particularly up here, aren't they? It's already started this week, everyone. They've got to make sure the refs get the players off, no wrestling. Uncle Nick will chat with the referees. Everything will be sweet and the Roosters will win.
Canterbury tomorrow in the game I call, and that's at ANZ, $1.28. The 8th place in George Illawarra, $3.80.
Oh, look, Ray, I'd love for my Dragons to win, but I don't think they've got a hope in the world. I think the doggies are just coming right. Desi gets them right at the right time.
Brisbane, $1.65, North Queensland at Suncorp tomorrow night at 5-8, $2.30.
Gee, I think that's the biggest game of the round, obviously the closest. I think the value's with the Cowboys. I'm going to tip the Cowboys just because of the value. I don't think there's anything in it.
No, I think it's a split match. I'll go the other way, a struck match rather. Cronulla on Sunday, and this is at Allianz again, $1.65. The South Sydney Rabbitohs, defending premiers, at $2.30.
I can't believe the Sharks are that short. I watched them play last week. G. Inglis back just doesn't change... G. Inglis being back for the Rabbitohs, it changes every other player on the field with him. I think the Rabbitohs are good things, and I think they'll beat the Sharks.
By the way, David Riccio from the Daily and Sunday Telegraph reporting Gareth Widdop will play against the Bulldogs on Saturday night. That's the report coming there. Now, a winner, please, from Rose Hill or elsewhere. I don't care where you get it. Just give us a winner.
Well, at Rose Hill tomorrow, the big race is the $1 million race, the Golden Rose. Only 8 runners, but a quality field. Two hopes, I think. Press Statement and Spreak Fondly. I'll go Press Statement. There's one for you. For Chris Waller.
Well, hang on. What's wrong? Has he got a virus in the stable? He's got one runner.
Well, it's only 8 runners in the race.
Well, normally you're like, 11 out of 12 or 6 out of 7, but one runner.
It's been lovely of him when he was looking to buy your house, and obviously he can't afford $15 million, but and now you've gone off him, the poor bugger.
No, I just wonder why he hasn't got other horses in the race, that's all. I know it's a Group 1 for 3-year-old.
Now, listen, for the listeners, in Race 2, number 1, Silver Baller win. Race 5, number 1, Bounding win, but... anyone can tip you there. They're odds on. The best bet of the day, punters, is wait to the last. Race 8, number 12. From out where I grew up, we call it Nancy. From where you grew up, Ray, it's probably Nancy. But Race 8, number 12, at Nancy, the best bet of the day.
I know who the Nancy is. I'll see you later. Thanks very much. Richard Callender, finding a winner there for our listeners every Friday on the Ray Hadley Morning Show.